Chapter 24 Town 5
"This one's different, Lon," Sapphire Jan said, leaning against his staff as he watched the muscular madman work. Jan had been foreman of the First City's crumb cleaners for going on 20 years, and he had seen many types of men. So many, in fact, he'd assumed he knew just about every type of worker the Almighty could provide. It appeared that he had been wrong. Brother Lon turned with an unconcerned eye, rising from his work on a building's wall to regard Taln. The supposed madman worked with fastidious care, chipping crumbstone off of a stone waymarker. Even from the first day, the man's work had been perfect. Every corner and crack cleaned, no hint of sloppiness. Sapphire Jan had seen that before. Men that fastidious, however, also tended to be shy. Quiet types who never spent time talking with the other workers. Even if they were more outgoing, their quick, efficient work quickly ostracized them from the others who didn't like being made to seem lazy. This man was different. Jan's eyes narrowed as he watched Taln smile at a passing worker, exchanging pleasantries and a joke, then go back to his work.
"What do you mean, Jan?" Lon said.
"Look at him," Jan said. "Look at the way he works. He's not like the other ones you've brought me. He actually does the job."
"There's nothing wrong with the workers I provide," the husky monk informed.
"Now don't get huffy," Jan said with a snort. "I don't mind helping out a man of the Almighty. I could use a few good deeds under my cloak. I'm never displeased when you bring by one of your projects. I just expect them to need some extra supervision. This one, he almost doesn't seem crazy."
"Almost," Lon said, dusting off his gloves, which were covered with rock chips. Whenever the monk brought a new worker, he always spent the first few months working the streets as well. Lon claimed he wanted to get away from the monastery, but Sapphire Jan saw the gentle patience in the monk's attentiveness. His wards were rarely the best workers, though not through fault of laziness. They just tended to get distracted or be a bit slow. With Lon's guidance, however, they usually found a place among the crumb cleaners.
"Are you sure he's—" Jan asked. "I mean, he just doesn't talk like the others, or even look like them. He seems like a regular man, and a good one at that. He does 4 times the work of my best worker, never seems to need to rest, never makes a mistake in his cleaning, and is easily the best-liked man on the team."
Lon shook his head. "I wasn't certain at first either," he admitted.
"But you've heard him talk."
Sapphire Jan nodded. He had indeed. In fact, that was the problem. The only problem. A lot of the men on his teams weren't the brightest gems in the pile. They were foreigners who hadn't come from civilized lands, or men who couldn't get jobs as craftsmen or servants. When Taln had first started talking, the men had laughed. Now, however, well, Sapphire Jan could see the looks in their eyes. Before long, the madman would have the entire team believing he was some kind of heavenly servant.
"I don't like it, Lan," Jan admitted. "I'm sorry to the Almighty, but I just don't like it. You brought me men who wander off in the middle of their shift, men who sit and clean the same patch of stonework for hours and hours without looking up, and men who never say a word, just stare into space. I never worried about any of them. This one, he could be trouble. I even find myself half believing him. If he ever wanted to cause trouble, I worry that these poor lads would listen to him."
Jan clenched his jaw in thought. He'd earned the nickname Sapphire early in his career. The stories gave all the Polestones personalities, and Jan was most certainly a sapphire, stubborn, demanding, and in charge.
"He has to go, Brother Lan," he decided, fingering his glyph ward and hoping the Almighty would forgive him. If he could learn to be quiet, it'd be different. But we both know he won't ever stop this nonsense about the return. I can't have the man on my team. I'm sorry.
Lon nodded.
That's all right, Jan. I'll just have to find another place for him.
Sapphire Jan shook his head, turning away as the monk removed his gloves and wandered over toward the working Taln. In 3,000 years of life, there were relatively few things that Taln had not tried. Crumb cleaning, interestingly, was one of them. He knelt on the stone, using a small metal tool to clean the crusty crumbstone out of the carved cracks of a waystone, a street marker that gave directions to various parts of the city. Crumb cleaning was a curious sign of the Three Peninsulas. The Ilin had been surprised by the lack of crumb on buildings when they had come for the first return. They had assumed that people would just let it build up. That, however, had been long, long ago. Taln shook his head, using the edge of his tool to scrape the softer crumbstone from the granite etchings. He barely even remembered what it was like to live in a land where the rains didn't drop muck that eventually hardened to stone. Crumb could be cleaned off with ease. His own problems were not so easy to repair. It was not easy for him to remain quiet. The Khothen were coming, and something was very wrong. Apellian sourcing didn't work, not even his own. This time there would be no windrunners or stone wards to respond to the demonic assault. Mankind stood on the brink of its own destruction, and no one even realized it. Except Taln. And presumably the other heralds, but they had yet to arrive. Taln had not spent the last few weeks in idleness despite his attempts to remain out of trouble. He had befriended the keepers of bars, listening to stories of travelers searching desperately for some hint of his brethren. Though he no longer had access to the library, he had his one book, and he had studied its every page a 10-set times over. He had interrogated every old gaffer who would speak with him, absorbing as much of the recent history as he could. He had heard of the coming of Jarna, who had nearly conquered the world before being slain by Dalinar the Tyrant Bane. Taln had heard of the wars in Prala, and had gathered everything he could on the various kings of the various nations. He could do no more in Alethkar. Here he was considered a madman. He needed to move on, to use his newfound information to make a better, hopefully more sane, impression on another kingdom's monarch. There was still hope for Roshar, even if his brethren failed to arrive. However, there was one thing he wanted to do first. Lon approached with his customary unhurried gait. Taln wasn't certain if the monk didn't trust him or if he was just concerned for Taln's mental health. But Lon hadn't left him alone a single day out of the last 2 weeks. Despite numerous complaints about how much he loathed crumb cleaning, the monk had gotten down and scrubbed walls like a man who'd been doing the work all his life. Taln rose, dusting off his gloves as the monk approached.
"You requested that we be allowed to leave early?"
"You could say that," Lon replied.
"Good,"
Taln said with a nod, setting aside his tool and gloves. It was growing late in the day, and the sun was just a few hours away from setting behind the monstrous peak of the Mount of Ancestors.
"We need to get cleaned up," Taln said. "The duels will begin soon."
"Lead on, then, Herald of the Almighty," Lon said, waving toward the monastery. "Though why you want to go watch is beyond me. I know a couple good games of chips we could get in on." Taln smiled. Every day the monk, like everyone else, got wages from the crumb cleaning. Lon probably should have turned his earnings in to his superiors, since monks couldn't own wealth. Lon, however, promptly took the gems and lost them in nightly gambling games with the other crumb cleaners. He'd once told Taln that he figured the money would get to the poor of the city one way or another, and he might as well have fun giving it to them. He never seemed to wonder what would happen if he won.
Fortunately, Lon was absolutely terrible at chips.
"No chips tonight, Lon," Tom replied. "You have a promise to keep."
Lon rolled his eyes.
"I can tell you what's going to happen," the monk informed. "Some men are going to pretend to try and hurt each other with swords. They'll hop around a bit, and one of them will strike a lucky blow. They'll stop, congratulate each other for being so magnificent, and then they'll go get drunk. There will be a lot of lords there, and they'll all do their best to make the rest of us feel like we don't belong. It will be crowded, smelly, and melodramatic. A good game of chips, however."
Tallon shook his head.
"You said if I worked on the streets, you would get me into the duels."
Lon sighed.
"All right. Since we're citizens, we'll only be able to watch the lesser duels, of course."
"Of course."
Lon paused.
"After the duels, we need to have a talk about issues of employment."
"If you wish,"
Tallon said. Sapphire Jan had been a good foreman, and Lon had worked hard to provide Tallon with a stable life. Tallon was grateful to both of them. However, neither of them knew that Tallon had no intention whatsoever of cleaning walls the next day, even if he did survive the night's festivities.